You're listening to Community Forum on KCCC 930 AM, sponsored by Eddy County, honoring God, country, and family, thriving with industry since 1889. Also sponsored by CNB Bank. Go to carlsbadnational.com to learn more.
Thank you for listening to Community Forum. My name is Johnny Chandler. I'm the owner of KCCC 930 AM and the host of Community Forum. And with me today is I have one new guest, and I have another guest who within the last 6 months, I think, has been on six times, maybe.
I think it's four, maybe five.
Oh, you're keeping track better than I am?
Yes, sir. You already know it. Everybody, I'm Joel Barrett. I'm the STEM activity promoter here on SNMC campus. Thank you for the introduction, Johnny.
Yep, glad you're here. Why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Oh, so with me right now is my boss and someone who I work in lockstep with to help with student engagement in the STEM fields on campus, and that is Mr. Eric Dominguez. Mr. Eric Dominguez, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you, Joel. Well, first of all, thank you, Johnny, as well, for giving me the opportunity of being here. My name is Eric Dominguez, and I am from Chihuahua, Mexico. And I've been living in Carlsbad for about 3 years.
Okay.
But I used to live in Carlsbad when I was 10 years old. Mm. So I grew up here for a couple of years, then went back to Mexico and came back to Carlsbad in 2020.
All right.
And since then, I've been working here in Carlsbad. I started working for Southeast New Mexico College for about almost 2 years, actually.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, you're an old timer around here.
Right, exactly. Right. I'm really passionate about education, especially in STEM, STEM.
Yes. Okay. We'll get into that.
Yep. Absolutely. And one of my other passions is traveling the world. Mm. I've been to about 20 countries so far. So that's another passion I have.
All right.
And yeah.
So you're the STEM program manager.
That is correct.
Right. And then Joel here is the STEM activity promoter. So you guys do work hand in hand. He might be your boss, but for some reason, I think you guys might be like a bit on an equal level, as I would assume.
Absolutely.
So, Eric, what inspired you to move back to Carlsbad in 2020?
My family and obviously the pandemic as well. I wanted to be closer to my family.
Sure.
And I decided to come back to Carlsbad.
What were you doing in Chihuahua? Were you getting your degree in education or were you working?
Absolutely. I was working out and I was getting my degree as well. I have a bachelor's degree in international relations.
Nice.
And a minor in the diplomacy.
Where'd you get the bachelor's degree from, if I may ask?
Absolutely. University of Chihuahua.
Okay, great. Yeah. Excellent. So that's amazing. International relations. It's so important too, because we're so close. We are so close to the border. You know what I mean? We have that whole Sunland Park district down there by El Paso that's in New Mexico. That's a huge economic driver for our state. So there's huge international relations here. And that's about the extent of what I know about international relations. I'm not going to pretend to know anything more.
Right.
But I might challenge you on how many countries we have visited simply because my dad was in the Air Force. And as a result, we lived in Japan when I was much younger and hardly remember anything. But I also lived in Europe and in Germany for 4 years of my life. And we traveled to just about every country we could, with the highlight being going to Russia in 1991, right after the Berlin Wall fell. So I might challenge him on places to visit, but ever since I met my wife, the only place we've ever traveled is Italy.
I love Italy.
Isn't it incredible?
Amazing. I was there last year, actually.
So where were we? Where'd you go?
I was in an island called Sicily.
Oh, you went to Sicily?
Yeah, I went to Sicily.
Great.
It's such an amazing place.
We went as far south as the Amalfi Coast.
Oh.
And then we went to Capri as well. Mm-hmm. But then we mostly just hit up Rome and then Tuscany, you know, because we're wine drinkers.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Man, that's way off topic. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So you have a passion to travel, international relations as a bachelor's degree from the University of Chihuahua. So you are here as the STEM program manager. How does that align with your international business relations degree?
Absolutely. So first of all, I started as a career transfer specialist here at the college.
Okay.
And then I was able to apply for this position for the STEM program manager. And what I think it's interesting is what STEM is about. So by implementing STEM in the education system, I think it's we're preparing our students for a globalized world.
Right.
And that there's more things to do. There's more businesses. There's more, besides Carlsbad, New Mexico, there's more opportunities to grow.
Do you feel like, and you lived here when you were younger, like middle school age for a couple of years, right? Sixth grade, seventh grade, maybe a little bit fifth grade.
Yes.
And then you came back later. Do you feel like that there's a lot of people in our community? And Joel, you grew up here, right? So do you feel like there's a lot of people in our community that maybe feel like there's not more than Carlsbad growing up?
Exactly.
Really?
I do think there's some people that they think Carlsbad is everything. And it has been giving me a lot of opportunities. I love Carlsbad. I love the people from here as well. But a lot of people have that mentality about what they want to do in the future. Many of our students don't think what they want to do in the future. They just think about working at the oil field maybe,
sure,
and
right.
not pursuing an education degree or not even to travel. Or there's that mentality here with our students, with high school students especially.
Especially, mm-hmm. yeah. And so how are you reaching out? How are we helping? I mean, we have an early college high school here at SNMC.
That is correct.
Right. And does HSI and Grant Services do much with them as well?
Oh.
We treat them just like they're a regular college student, correct?
Yes, right. That's correct. So here at Southeast New Mexico College, we, especially in the Grant Services department, we do a lot of outreach. It's everything for us. We go to the early college, to the high school, and we provide what is called college readiness.
Right.
And we prepare them to apply for college and how to apply for college. And we really like to have fun with high school students. At the same time, they're learning something. They're having fun with us by implementing new events, workshops, activities for them. They like to have fun. And they're learning about STEM. About education, about right. higher education.
Weren't you two just recently at the high school speaking to a large amount of kids, of students?
The whole senior class, mm-hmm. actually.
Wow.
And let me tell you, Eric and I did a fantastic, in collaboration with Student Services, Jade and Teddy, our dual credit advisors down here. Absolutely amazing, to say the least. And let me tell you, I don't think I've seen a group more engaged than that group of high school students, you know. And going back to, do I think that we have a closed mindset here about education? Absolutely. Yes, I do. You know, it took me 10 years to come around full circle and go down the path that some of my high school teachers were pushing me to go through in the first place, because
right.
I just wanted to leave. I wanted to be in the Army and I wanted to get out of here. Now, a lot of people in, you know, comparison to the oil field, they want to go straight to the oil field, make great money, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't realize that with STEM, you know, and especially at SCNMC, you know, you can come up here and get a programming class and supplement that paycheck.
Right.
Come up here and learn, you know, science, different sciences that interact with the oil field, and you supplement your paycheck. So it's not a turn away from that path. It's just a time to really get all of the benefits
right.
once you start going down.
Step into
path.
It a little bit. So think about the oil. So our WIP, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, right? Very important. Right. Nationally, it's very important. Oil and gas industry is also nationally important mm-hmm. as well. But those are also industries that are on the cutting edge of science and technology and engineering, right? Which also includes math. They're always being pressured by our government, of course, and by the community to try to make what they do cleaner, less pollution, right? How do we capture these things? How do they continue to have that energy that keeps us going, but also polluting a little less? We're not going to sit here and live here and pretend that there's not some pollution when it comes to oil and gas, right? We know how
Absolutely.
Important it is as well. So you get a job in those industries and you get an additional education here if you happen to go there first, and then you make yourself smarter and you make yourself more influential and more valuable within the organization you've chosen to join, right?
Absolutely.
So if you go and in your family's culture, or, you know, we go to the oil field, we graduate high school and we get our good paying oil field jobs, or we get our good paying miner jobs, and it sustained my family for generations and we're happy, right? Great, I love that. Why don't you also supplement with some education here at SCNMC so you can rise to a higher rank and to a different level within that organization
Absolutely.
And make more money?
Exactly.
We want to support what you naturally want to do, right? We don't want to just force you into something. We check some stuff out. But if this
Absolutely.
Is what you're into, we can make you smarter and more valuable within that organization you choose to join.
With the speed and efficiency of 2 years.
That's a very good
That's
point,
it.
Joel. They're absolutely right. Now, Eric, I want to get into a little bit about, we have a specific STEAM Expo that we're here to promote specifically. We've been talking about you. We've been talking about HSI Grant Services. You guys are doing a great job promoting. SCNMC is on the move. We're pretty new, but we're also really doing great things. And so another thing I want you to do is I want to talk about the expo. I'll do some dates first. Thursday, April 18th, right here at the SCNMC campus. It's from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the gym. even easier than ever to get here. We have a brand new front parking lot that's going to be open for you to park at, and you walk right through the front door. And then what are they going to get when they get here, Eric?
Absolutely. So first of all, I'm really excited for this upcoming event. ConocoPhillips is our main sponsor.
All right.
They are sponsoring our event. And so far, this event is, we have more than 20 businesses, organizations that are coming to our college in the field of STEM. And they're going to be presenting their latest projects, and they're going to be having fun, especially with kids. So this event is targeted for kids.
So kids like of any age, or looking a little younger?
A little younger, any age, actually. Even high school students, any age.
Okay. So this is a STEM event for everybody.
For everyone.
For the public, too. Bring your kids out, come to the bookstore. And so not only do you want to get your high school students and your middle school students thinking about what they need to be doing in the future and what fields are going to help them excel in the future, you also want the little ones thinking about it right away, too.
Exactly.
Got it. Perfect.
See, and we want to grab that attention, especially at a young age, because, you know, we feel, you know, it's I personally especially feel that it's important to plant the seed at a young age that they can see some of these interesting processes. And going back to the oil field and the industries in this community, those businesses, the 21 businesses are from this community, and they're coming here to demonstrate what they do and how that interacts with science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics.
And I'm looking at the flyer here, Joel, not to cut you off. You're saying great stuff. So I'm looking at the flyer here, and it says that obviously we got ConocoPhillips on it, main headlining sponsor. Thank you again, Conoco. This is a STEAM expo. We've been talking a lot about STEM, but we do have the arts in here, right? I know you're passionate about STEM. You're also passionate about the arts. Eric, why don't you tell me a little bit why there's some controversy sometimes about the idea of putting the A in these things, a little bit, right? Some groups choose to, some groups not. You feel like it's important. Go ahead and tell us why you feel like the A is important. Why is it important to have the arts in there? Yeah.
The arts, absolutely. First of all, creativity.
Okay.
Let's think about creativity.
All right.
Many of our students are really creative. If you're creative, you can build things. You can do indefinite things, and you can succeed by having a lot of creativity.
Absolutely.
So I think that's basically the A.
Right.
The arts, incorporating STEM.
Right.
So
without the art and the creativity,
to add on to the creativity, absolutely. To add on to the creativity of it, you know, what's architecture if not art and science? What's not blueprinting if not art and science?
Okay.
You know, what's not research and design if not art and science and drafting?
All right.
And so all of these things are utilized throughout every single one of these disciplines. And so we feel like here, especially at SNMC, we need to highlight our students that are also participating in the arts, because they are going to be mostly the foundations of the planning part of most of these disciplines.
Right.
Can you name some of the businesses that are going to be here? You don't have to name all 20. Just give us a few besides ConocoPhillips.
ConocoPhillips will be here. Absolutely. So besides ConocoPhillips, we're going to have the National Observatory. We're going to have WIP.
Nice.
We're going to have local businesses, the Carlsbad Public Library. We're going to have Inspired by Science. It's our main collaborator. We are collaborating with Dina. She's the director of Inspired by Science.
Yeah.
And we've been planning this event for two months already.
Okay, great.
And thank you, Dina. We're going to have a couple of surprises, actually. I'm really excited.
So it's free to get in, and there's free pizza while you're
there's
there.
There's free pizza, but there's something else. Yeah. Joel, do you want to tell us more about what we're doing?
Absolutely. So not only are we going to have some free pizza and beverages, but we are going to have prizes that we are going to, in a drawing. These prizes are a Lego set, two Lego sets, both of them engineering centric.
Okay.
The first one is a roller coaster.
Yeah.
The second one is a robot.
Okay.
Okay. Fully functional robot. Okay, our other two prizes are a Galaxy Tab 7,
okay,
so that you can use the art, research, development, good stuff, and then a microscope for some of our potential biologists in the future. And the STEM Club, which I'm happy to say I am also the president of.
Okay, I'm not surprised by that either, but good.
We'll be making ice cream to kind of supplement the kiddos' appetites while they're there.
Pizza but and ice cream. Pizza
in a scientific manner. So,
well, I'll be there.
Absolutely.
I'll eat pizza and ice cream. Absolutely. So, that's great. That's That's a whole lot going on, 20 plus businesses. Everybody remember, it's the STEAM Expo here at SENMC, sponsored by ConocoPhillips, also sponsored by HSI Grant Services, Thursday, April 18th, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Is this the first STEAM Expo, Eric, that we've had since we have been officially Southeast New Mexico College?
It's actually the second one.
Okay. I've not been here that long, so I'm not sure. Yeah.
Last year, we had the first one. It was amazing, but only 10 businesses showed up.
Okay.
So this year, we're having the double amount of businesses.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be bigger, exciting, and, yeah, it's—
Bigger, better, more
better,
engaging.
More, yep.
And, mm-hmm. you know, kind of our vision for this is to really, you know, and I've said this probably every time I'm on here, Johnny, but is to establish a community and a collaboration with Southeast mm-hmm. New Mexico College and really, truly show this community that we are here in the STEAM disciplines, in first year experience here at the college, in every sort of manner to support this community that has been left behind by the NMSU name.
Oh, that's well said. I was literally going to go on a little soapbox saying just exactly that, but I feel like we've talked about that almost every time. That
every
we've
single
here.
Time, and it's something we all share a passion
all
for.
All right, so you're doubling the businesses. SENMC is mm-hmm. gaining profile. The community is starting to learn that we are here for Eddy County, not for Las Cruces. All that good stuff. What else are we working on, Eric?
Oof. So first of all, we are working in many, many different projects. One of our recent projects that was approved was the STEM Club. We have a new brand, STEM Club, which Joel mentioned. He's the president of the STEM Club. We have about 16 students that are involved.
Wow.
So that's really good, actually. And it's only been 2 months?
It's been two months.
Yeah, that's really good mm-hmm. for 2 months
and
anywhere.
We have taken strides. So we already mm-hmm. have, and this is the STEM Club here at SENMC, guys. Let me just highlight that for you. We already have a field trip planned for the 16 of us to go down to the oil refinery in Artesia and really mm-hmm. take a look and get a tour and see the processes of turning of what we do here in the southeast corner of New Mexico.
Into actual fuel, right? Yes. You turn it from the stuff that comes out of the ground into the fuel.
Yes, kerosene, petroleum.
And something really cool that we recently purchased. Have you heard about the Apple Vision Pros?
Yes, I have.
We purchased 10.
You have 10 Apple Vision
10
Pros?
Apple Vision
on the way.
Pros for, on the way for our STEM Club members.
And we're going to mm-hmm. utilize these
so
to...
Is staff allowed to be a member of the STEM Club, man?
Absolutely.
I totally want to play.
Absolutely.
I definitely
yeah, we're
going to
play
be with
them
the STEM.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah, the Vision Pros. That's excellent. And so... The Vision Pros are neat. It's a newer technology, I think. I don't believe that, personally, that it's something that somebody should be using at home every single day yet,
no.
right? I mean, let's ease our way into this new thing easier than we did the phones. So having a club, being from the community, getting involved, and having a place like SENMC to check out the newest and latest technology, which is something most people don't have access to in the community, is just another great benefit of what we're doing here.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And we're going to utilize those to really, really highlight our science, engineering, mathematics, and arts. Like, so some of the potential exercises are going to be basically simulated operation to supplement our nurses program here. Different versions. You know, we had an idea of having basically a gaze in space day where we're all just got the Apple Vision Pros on and we're gazing up down at the stars in 3D. So I'm really excited for what Grant Services has provided for us and what we bring to this campus.
No, I like it. I like it. One more time, the ConocoPhillips STEAM Expo here at SENMC, Thursday, April 18th from 4 to 6 p.m. Free entry, free pizza, 20 plus businesses, free prizes. Sponsored by HSI Grant Services as well. What am I missing, Eric?
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
You're absolutely
ice
right. Cream. I did miss that.
Yeah.
Inspired by Science as a partner as well, which is real important to mention. This is the second year. You've already doubled the amount of participation from the first year. We'll expect the crowd to double as well.
Absolutely.
I hope
we're going to
so.
Have a lot of fun.
Okay. How can people in the community learn about HSI Grant Services and the mission you guys do here? Where online can they go to find that out?
Follow us on Facebook.
So we're not only on Facebook, we also have an Instagram page as well, specifically for SENMC HSI Grant Services. You'll see us, me, Eric, the other student workers around here really highlighting the resources we have here at SENMC. And if you haven't already seen all of those resources or all those videos highlighting those, I suggest you get on there and check them out, because this is one of the best places, in my opinion, and the place I found a home to start my educational journey.
Yeah, that's well said. I think that SENMC is a good place for a lot of people to start, no matter where you're planning to go. Absolutely. Starting here would be really wise. Eric, you've been here for a couple of years. You know, why don't you close us out of this radio segment talking about, just kind of give us an idea of what Carlsbad SEMC means to you, and then what do you hope to do in the future?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm really thankful of being here in Carlsbad, in the community. It has opened many doors for my academic career, educational career as well. And I hope I can help other students and help the community as well to achieve their goals, to achieve to go to college, to go to college as well, and to have fun in the STEM field.
Absolutely.
Because that's one thing, I like to have fun. At the same time, we're promoting higher education and STEM.
Right. So,
right. Yeah.
Well, Eric Dominguez, STEM Program Manager here at SCNMC, Joel Barrett, STEM Activity Promoter, STEM Club President. You're everywhere, man. I love it. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Don't miss the STEAM Expo sponsored by ConocoPhillips, HSI Grant Services here at SCNMC. That is Thursday, April 18th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the SCNMC Gym. Don't forget to check out HSI Grant Services on Facebook as well. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Johnny.
You're listening to Community Forum on KCCC 930 AM, sponsored by Eddy County, honoring God, country, and family, thriving with industry since 1889. Also sponsored by CNB Bank. Go to carlsbadnational.com to learn more.